Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That opening tune was one called Dobro on the Loose, and we recorded it in 1976 in the Channel 9 studios in Sydney, Australia. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, I was playing banjo and I was doing the lead Dobro part as well. Colin Watson on guitar and Ann Kirkpatrick on bass, and it just drove along. It was a tune I'd written with lots of chords in it, and I really liked the way the fiddle handled the key changes and things like that, and you can do that on Dobro. I only ever performed the tune once, and that was at the third Kiwi Grass Festival, where we managed to get the guys from Yumi, everybody, and Hamilton County all mixed in together, and the Pippi Pickers, and we sort of put the tune together so that we could play it, and it was real fun to perform the tune, but it's a bit difficult. It moves pretty fast and my fingers certainly wouldn't handle it these days. Well, we got some bluegrass for you, and we're going to start off with Peter Rowan and his bluegrass band from the album Legacy. Here's a song called Don't Ask Me Why. It's Peter Rowan on guitar and the lead vocals, Jody Stetcher on mandolin and some vocals, Keith Little on banjo and some vocals, and Paul Knight on bass and vocals. They all get to sing, don't they? And here's the tune called Don't Ask Me Why.
Listen to the sound of the whippoorwill. The singing out back high up on the hill.
Different song, and we don't usually start with one like that, but hope you enjoyed that. We might hear from him later on in the program. Here's Chris Jones and the Night Riders from the album No One But You, and I'm going to play the lead song for a change, No One But You. It's written by Chris, and he's got himself doing guitar and vocals, Doug Necht on banjo and vocals, plays tenor vocals, Jesse Brock on mandolin and baritone vocals, and Marky Sanders on bass. And Chris's song goes like this.
Fake it restless, I guess I made that way. The walls close in and my mind will spray. A two-lane highway can cure the blues, but it's always a round trip back to you. One but you, and I feel the same. Whether deep in the mountains or on the bone dry plain, miles come between us, but the love stays true. But you don't want to look you. Changing and erase them all, but inside the shell of the sometimes fool beats a heart for no one but you. One but you, and I feel the same. Whether deep in the mountains or on a bone dry plain, miles come between us, but the love stays true to no one but you.
Chris Jones and the Night Riders, and they had a great groove going with that song. I really enjoyed hearing that one. A long time ago, when was it? Oh, 1994, an album came out from David Grisman and Tony Rice, and the album was called Tone Poems, and it was subtitled The Sounds of the Great Vintage Guitars and Mandolins. And basically, David Grisman and Tony Rice took different instruments and played tunes on them that were representative of what those instruments may have played when they were new. And it's a very good concept, and I can't believe that I've left the big thick booklet that came with the CD described which instruments they used to play which tunes and why they chose them for that purpose. But I picked a song called Wildwood Flower. Now, everyone who's played country music learns the tune Wildwood Flower. It's such a pretty tune. Sounds neat on guitar and mandolin and on banjo and dobro. And no matter what you're playing it on, it sounds pretty. And it's one of the tunes that you learn when you're playing guitar, and you learn Wildwood Flower first, just like Mother Maybelle Carter used to do it. Well, here's David Grisman and Tony Rice doing the classic tune Wildwood Flower. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you.
almost as nice a version of Wildwood Flower as you can possibly imagine. Tony Rice's guitar is just superb, isn't it? And the prettiest mandolin picking from David Grisman just sounds real nice. If you want to learn Wildwood Flower, that would be the way to learn it off those two. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm having fun playing some songs for you from various albums that I have sitting on my shelves. Colleen Trenwith, the other half of the Paul Trenwith and Colleen Trenwith duo, worked for several years at the East Tennessee State University in their Bluegrass, Old Time and Country Music Studies program. And she really enjoyed being there and got to know lots of the students. And I went over and visited and got to meet lots of the students she was teaching. It was really good, and played some music with some of them too. And they often put out an album, and I have an album called Testing Tradition that comes from the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Band. This is a song called If I Had a Dollar, written by Joshua Argo, who sings tenor on the song. Tyler Williams is singing lead, and it's all students who have recorded the music for it. Dwayne Anderson on bass, Jared Hensley on guitar, Colby Laney on mandolin, Leah Needham on dobro, she's a fine dobro player, and Mead Richter on fiddle, and Haley Stiltner on banjo. And here they are doing a song, If I Had a Dollar. Boy, I wish I did have a dollar. 'Time I heard that.' Well, oh, some very fine picking there, and there wasn't much opportunity for anyone to do anything smart apart from the vocals sounded really pretty good. But that was the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass Band there, really getting their chops in line. Ah, very good. Well, those of you who have managed to listen to Back Porch Bluegrass for several years will remember a few years ago we had Missy Raines and her travelling band in the studio right here with us because they had George Jackson on fiddle and I think it was Ben Garnett on guitar, and the three of them were travelling through New Zealand because George was a New Zealander, and he was bringing Missy Raines and Ben back to just show where he lived, I guess. And I had the good fortune to be able to spend some time with them, and they played right here in the studio. And this studio is only about 2.5 metres by 3 metres, pretty cozy, and by the time you had the bass and the guitar and the fiddle around the big desk, boy, it was pretty cozy in here. But I follow their music, and I've got the Missy Raines album that came out in 2024, and it's called Highlander, and it's a great album, and it's another fast tune on this one. I've picked one called Fast Moving Train, written by Shad Cobb. Missy Raines is doing the bass and the lead vocals. Ellie Hark Atkinson is playing the fiddle and doing some harmony. Tristan Scroggins, I knew I'd trip over that, is playing mandolin, doing some harmony. Ben Garnett on guitar and Eli Gilbert on banjo, and they make a cracker bluegrass band, I tell you. Fast moving train, it sure is. Sure was a fast-moving train from Missy Raines and the band Allegheny. I think that'd be a fun band to go and watch somewhere, wouldn't they? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, Independent Community Media, and it goes through the access radio stations of New Zealand and is played on several stations at different times of the day and night. Access radio stations in Canada at different times of day and night. And Bluegrass Planet Radio in Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show in the USA. So there's lots of places you can hear Back Porch Bluegrass on the radio if you're in the zone. And This show is supported by Shearer's Music Works. If you're in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this show comes from, go to Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. They have a great big store in Anglesey Street, lots of parking just outside the shop, and you can go in and choose from their range of Martin guitars, or maybe you're further down the list than that and you're just going to buy a ukulele. Or some, even a set of strings. I'd love it if you went in and said that I heard about you on Back Porch Bluegrass. And they'd be very excited about that, believe me. I really appreciate the fact that Shearer's Music Works sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. They've been supporting music in the Waikato area for more than 60 years and doing a fine job of it. What else shall I say? I think we'll get on with the show. About time we got on with the show. We're going to hear some J.D. Crow now. This is from the album J.D. Crow in the New South, and the album is called Come On Down to My World. It's got a great lineup on this album. He's doing the banjo and the baritone vocals, of course, typical Jody style. Dwight McCall, mandolin, doing lead and tenor vocals. Phil Ledbetter on resonating guitar. Greg Luck on guitar and some lead vocal. Ricky Wasson playing guitar. Kurt Chapman on bass. Glenn Duncan on fiddle and Buddy Spiker on fiddle. I'm not sure if they're on all the tracks, maybe just some of them. J.D. Crow just really nailed bluegrass. He just had a wonderful feel with his band, always managed to get great players in it, and I think there's a couple of good tracks here that I think you might enjoy. One first one called I Don't Know. Oh, that's another one. Earlier on the show we had Don't Ask Me Why. I don't know, that's why you don't ask me why. I don't know, Dwight McCall wrote the song, and the second song is one called Careless Love. Let's listen to J.D. Crow.
to hold me through my